Welcome to the March edition of the Parent Link mobile podcast. My name is Nick Swetnam, and I am the Family Ministries Pastor at Christ Church Scottsdale, and we're so excited to have you with us today. This podcast exists to help partner with you as a parent as you raise your child spiritually. This month, I want to talk about imagining the end. Imagining the end. It doesn't matter whether your child is 6 months old, 6 years old, 16 years old, whatever the case may be. A lot of times we just take problems or issues that we're having with our children at that moment. You know, we're just trying to get through that day or that week or just that situation with them, and we don't think beyond that. But imagine if we thought about the end, you know, to our children being adults, to being out of the house, to being fully functional devoted followers of Christ. And if we took that image and compared it to the steps that we're taking now, how would it match up? Are the decisions that we're making now in the moment, in this situation, really leading to the ultimate end goal that we want to set up for our children? So today, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about imagining the end. And to do that, I want to bring up a guy by the name of Thomas Edison. And I'm sure we've all heard of Thomas Edison. You know, he's most famous for the light bulb, but he invented a ton of things. I mean, so much so that he has a whole museum dedicated to just his inventions. And the light bulb, like I said, is probably his most popular. But the issue Edison faced when finding a substance for the filament that would get hot enough to burn brightly without burning out for the light bulb, he had a hard time figuring it out. In fact, he tried all these different things. He worked on it over and over and over again, and he conducted thousands of attempts to create a long-burning light bulb. And finally, in 1879, he discovered that carbonized bamboo would burn for 1,200 hours. Now, allegedly, he first thought of it on a fishing trip while using a bamboo pole, and he wondered, what if? What if I use this thing that I'm fishing with right now to help me build this light bulb? You know, and when we think of that, when we look at Edison and his famous inventing process, I mean, the fact that he invented one of the most famous things, the light bulb, we have to ask ourselves whether he thought the thousands of unsuccessful attempts at creating the light bulb constituted failure. And when Edison was specifically asked that, he famously replied, "I never failed once. It just happened to be a 2,000-step process." You know, and I wonder whether or not I would have the tenacity to stick out that long, to hang in there, to say, it's going to take me 2,000 attempts to figure this out. A lot of us would probably just give up. You know, I could not handle not succeeding at that level before I stumbled into success. I mean, could you handle your child making 2,000 attempts at something before they actually got it right? I mean, if Edison was your child, would you have given him 2,000 tries at it? Or would you have said after about, you know, 500, look, it just isn't working, you need to move on? Now, I love what Sir Ken Robinson's thoughts. He says this, it says, "If you are not prepared to be wrong, you will not come up with anything original." You know, by the time they get to adults, most kids have lost that capacity. They have been frightened of being wrong. You know, and a lot of times we run our companies this way. We stigmatize mistakes, and the result is we are educating people out of their creative capacities. But what if we began to cultivate an environment where we rewarded initiative that fails? I'm not saying we should reward laziness, but what would it take for us to create a culture that rewards initiative that looks like it's going nowhere? You know, I think that it's a healthy challenge for a father to say to his child, what can you do? You know, what can you succeed at that may take you a lot of times, even if you fail? You know, if I had been Edison's father, would I have told him to get a real job or stop fishing and get back to the lab? What could we do to create the kind of culture where you can be wrong, where experimentation is rewarded? You know, what if on a school project you allowed your son to pursue an idea he was intrigued by rather than one he was sure to get an A with? What if you let your preschool daughter paint far outside the lines, rather continually rewarding her for painting inside them because that's the right way? What if you told your son he might make it in a band and he should just keep playing? You stopped worrying about whether your kids fit in and instead started asking where you as a parent can trace out the image of God inside them. What do you think it would take for us as parents to create an environment where our kids are free to be wrong? To navigate that, you're going to have to overcome some fears as a parent. I mean, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of what others might think? They may look at you funny. They may not think that you're a great parent. Or are you afraid of failing, maybe? I mean, let's be honest. A lot of times if our children fail, we feel like we've failed. But again, if we imagine the end, if we're trying to cultivate an image, an idea, a process in them, an idea that says, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to stick this out until I figure it out. Are they really failing? See, everyone loved to be Edison's parent, but few would want the process that was necessary to produce them. Everyone wants the results of an Edison. Everyone wants to have this child that invented all these things or is well-known or is recognized, but they're not willing to put in the time to have the process to get there. All of this is part of fighting for your child's heart, for their inner soul. See, if they're in middle school or teen years, serving in the local church might be a great way for them to experiment in a great environment to try some things they might or might not be good at. If they're younger, ask them what they'd love to try that they've never tried, and then buy them something in that vein for their birthday. You know, but what we've got to be willing to do is let our kids venture off a safe path and an experiment. And of course, we're there to guide them and help them and not just throw them out there and let them do whatever. But think about what Edison said. He said, I never failed once. It just happened to be a 2,000-step process. Think about that as we imagine the end for our children this month. As we say, what is the end we want them to look like? What is it that we want them to come out of our parenting as? And then work towards that. And maybe one step in that process is allowing them to fail so that they can succeed 2,000 steps later. Well, thanks for joining us on the March edition of the Parent Link Mobile. We hope we found this resource to be useful. But anytime you ever need any help, any assistance in helping to raise your children spiritually, that's what we're here for at CCS. Please feel free to contact us either via email or phone. We'd love to talk to you. Thank you so much for being here with us. And go imagine the end with your child.